bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. It's so easy to give up on things, but you shouldn't. And that's what we're going to talk about here today on this brief podcast. Welcome in to episode what? Yeah, I actually found, so for those of you that know, I am on YouTube now. I've been slacking on getting videos up to YouTube, but again, they will be coming very, very soon. While I was uploading content to YouTube, I realized, or I think I realized, that I was numbering episodes, of course, and I think I skipped a number during a week. So I don't actually know what number episode this is anymore because everything is all thrown off. So I'd have to go back and look and see what episode this is. This has got to be about 30 or so, I would say. But who actually knows? Well, not me. Really no one. Recording here on this Thursday morning, the morning of the podcast, so I can get it out to you lovely people. Last week, I was really bad with how busy things were in life. And didn't record until Saturday, so at least you're getting a Thursday podcast yet this week. This person texted me this week. They are behind on the podcast, but they slowly catch up every now and again. And I'm not going to identify this person, but this person told me that they listened to the one interview, You're Fired podcast, with my guest Will. And in their opinion, it was my best podcast. Now, I don't know what that's saying about me and the podcast I've done. But yeah, I also felt like Will and I had a very awesome conversation with one another, a nice back and forth, a nice exchange. And Will had a great story to share. And that's kind of the basis. It wasn't really the basis of this week, but it got me thinking that it really could be the basis of this week. And that would be to not give up. And you can always get back up on the horse when you fall down. There's always something more out there waiting for you. There's always another opportunity. And it's how are you going to take advantage of that opportunity? How are you going to find that opportunity that you're looking for? There are going to be obstacles along the way. Yes, that's inevitable. Something is always going to come up. And maybe it's lack of motivation. Maybe it's not liking something, whether it's your job or school. Maybe it's just something you're not naturally good at and you just don't have the right knowledge base. It's easy to give up on things. I've shared many times about my battle with mental health. I could have given up on mental health and just never sought help and never gotten better. But would that have gotten me to where I am today? The answer to that is obviously no. But if I'd given up and said, you know, I'm not going to start a podcast, or I'm not going to continue a podcast, would that really ever help me with my speaking career? Maybe. Maybe not. There are people that consistently listen to this podcast, and I don't even know how fast the numbers are growing, and I can tell you it's not at a very rapid rate, but does that matter? No. It's because you need to enjoy what it is that you do. And there will always be time for you to pick something back up if you fall off your horse. A minor example, but last week when I didn't record on Thursday, I knew I wanted to record because I couldn't wait. It's not like I had given up. I just needed to find the time for it. And so depending on what it is, sometimes you just need to find time for what it is that you want to do. As you know, a few months ago, if you are a frequent listener of the podcast, I started training for a Tough Mudder. Well, that didn't last very long, I'll tell you that. I had motivation, and when I signed up for the Tough Mudder, I'm thinking, all right, $75 in free beer at the end, $75 beer. I was like, all right, I have the motivation for this. I'm going to train. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to do great. I don't know where things fell off the map. I have been running a tiny bit over the past couple of weeks or so. I mean that, tiny bit. But I'm still excited for it. I'm not going to give up. And I'm going to finish the race this Saturday. And I'm going to do what it is I set out to accomplish. And so what is it that you want to accomplish? What is it you want to achieve? Sometimes I think fear is a driving factor of stopping us from getting back up or preventing us from continuing on. And really, you just need to push through that, no matter what it is. If you have the right drive and the motivation, and you have the right mindset, you can do anything. Look at Will. Will knew that he hit an obstacle, but he always kept finding a way to keep going. Will didn't give up. Will had mentioned he was at those points where he wanted to give up, but he never did. You could say that with my speaking. Who knows if this podcast is going to pay off? Who knows if after I'm done in my current position that I can just pick up speaking or not? One of my former hall directors, well, no, I lied. A former housing director at my undergrad used to always say three words that have stuck with me and continue to stick with me to this day that I think apply in any situation. And I always say it to myself. And these three words were, you never know. You never know. Are you going to fail at something? Maybe. But if you don't try it, and you give up, or you stay off the horse, how are you going to know? You're not. You never know. The worst thing that you're going to hear sometimes is the word no. You're going to be no further along than you were before. So why not just try it? Why not give it a go? That's why I started podcasting. It's why I'm trying to start speaking. It's why I sent letters to various businesses. Did I hear anything back from them? 99% of them, no. The one I heard back from was a no. We don't want to be on your podcast. Am I any further backwards than I was forward? Not at all. I'm telling you, go out there and do what it is you want to do, or at least give it a shot, because you never know.